Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. It's going to be another hot one. It's going to be mostly sunny across the islands on Oahu. Certainly, it's going to get real hot, up to 89 degrees with the winds variable to 10 miles per hour. On Kauai, some isolated showers, and they're feeling it in Poipu. They said it's going to just burn off real quick, so there's some tea times available, and I'll have that for you in just a couple of minutes. So enjoy the day if you can. You know, bring around your little fan, something that one of those little auto fans when you're in the cart and taking your family out for a wonderful day on the golf course. At Kauai Lagoons, there's a 10:10 and an 11:28. Puakea has a 10:50 and an 11:23. And as I was speaking about Poipu, there's a 10:40, 12 o'clock, and a 1:30, and the better half is going out again today. Makalei, 9:06, 10:22. Volcano Golf Club has an 8:50 and a 9:36. And we have two certificates for a round of golf, one each, okay? You can win that today during the show. We'll let you know when. You can't have won in the last 6 months, and you got to be the ninth caller. That's all it takes. Jot this number down when we ask you to call 808-545-1111. All right, here we go. Turtle Bay has an 840 today, a 920, and a 1018. The trial and error group is going out, you know, and I feel like I belong with them. Pearl Country Club has an 11:20. Rahal Wine Country Club, 8:32, 9:16, 10:16. Bayview has a 9 o'clock and a 10:18. And Wailea on the Gold Course between 10 and noon, pretty much wide open. Give them a call. Emerald, 10:50. 11:20, Blue Course, 8:40, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Hawaii State Junior Golf Association is going to be out there having a great time, too. And Maui Nui has a 8:56, a 9:36, and a 10:24. Okay, I've got a great show for you. Mark Rolfing's in the house later, Max Novina, Claude Brousseau, and we're kicking off the show with Jeff Shackelford, independent voice in golf. Quadrilateral is his newsletter. It's wonderful having an, you know, he wasn't always an independent voice in golf. He worked for Golf Channel as a contributor and Golf Week as senior writer. We'll be back with Jeff right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: MD Restoration, Water Flood, Broken Pipe Cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwile. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring him in. Jeff Shackelford, welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, as always, great to be talking to you. I hope it's, you know, the temperature's a little better over there because of the eclipse, but I don't know how the eclipse is playing in Hawaii. But it's cool here in Santa Monica.
In Santa Monica, that's where you are? It's a lovely, how's your ocean? Is it taking homes away from you? Are they sidling up close?
Our water is very clean right now, but it isn't always the cleanest and best. But I was down at the beach the other day, and I was excited to see, you know, it wasn't Hawaii water, though. Let's put it that way. It never will be.
Yeah, you know, it's really true. We have the best, and it's wonderful. You know, and Jeff Shackelford is the author of 11 books. And I have to be honest with you, I was going through your books again, and I went, that's right, Zenyatta. His first non-golf book was about the racing legend Zenyatta. You spent a year with the family and capturing beautiful photographs that you put in your book?
Well, her family at the barn. in fact, her owner, Jerry Moss, recently passed away. But yes, he's a legend here in Southern California in the music business and then later in horse racing. But Zenyatta was his his greatest gift to all of us and letting her race, and she was, and letting people come see her at the barn. And so, I documented that. It was just an incredible moment in at least in LA sports history. But she kind of captured the world's hearts when she won the Breeders' Cup Classic. She was a true character, and I've been very lucky to cover some great athletes in golf, but I think Zenyatta is my favorite of all time. She just had the whole package, and boy, she gave us some thrills.
That's wonderful. And you know, I was going, she painted with water-based paint using her nose, right? And I'm looking online trying to find examples of her work.
Yeah, those were done for charity, so they're out there somewhere. Maybe I have a print here in my apartment that gives me a smile whenever I walk by it.
Wow, that's fantastic! What did she raise money for through her nose painting?
Oh, all sorts of causes. You know, they have especially for retired horses and for injured jockeys and things like that. So she, again, Mr. Moss was quite wonderful and allowing her, because she has such a personality, and it doesn't happen. A lot of the horses are kind of like pro golfers today, Danielle. They're kind of boring, but she had full personality, and she loved being a star. She loved the sound of the clicking cameras, and another thing golfers don't like, which I do understand.
Yeah, nothing like right in your backswing. Click, click, click. One of those.
Although those days are over now. They have mirrorless cameras, and I kind of miss the sound of the clicking. I don't miss the, you know, we'll never get Monty scowling at photographers again, but most of the tournaments now require the mirrorless cameras, so the pros can't be disrupted, and that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, nobody needs to have a major championship cost by a premature click of a camera.
No, you're absolutely right. Jeff Shackelford also co-designed the Rustic Canyon Golf Course, a collaboration with Gil Hans. Taught golf course design at Harvard University Graduate School of Design with noted architect Brian Silva. His website is jeffshackelford.com. So go there and you can get his newsletter. It comes out. Some of his books include The Future of Golf, How Golf Lost Its Way and How to Get It Back, Grounds for Golf, The History and Fundamentals of Golf Course Design, Alistair McKenzie's Cypress Point Club, The Golden Age of Golf Design, and The Good Doctor Returns. It's a novel. What's that about?
About Alistair McKenzie coming back to golf. And you didn't mention my new one, though, Danielle, Golf Architecture for Normal People.
Yes.
Which is that one is actually available still.
That was page 2. Hey, hang on.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just checking.
Golf Architecture for Normal People. And I love this. The preface, beyond the fact that it's a limitless arena for the full play of human nature, there is no sure accounting for golf's fascination. Obviously, yet mysteriously, it furnishes its devotees with an intense, many-sided, and abiding pleasure unlike that which any other form of recreation affords. Many-sided. Mm-hmm. Not always pleasure. Intense. Mm-hmm. You know, the guys that I was talking about going out today, you know, those people with the trial and error. Yeah. Uh-huh. Them. Yeah.
Well, it's a crazy game, but you probably can tell from my books that, you know, architecture is a real passion, and I just think it's as interesting as looking at the architecture of a really intricately designed building or park, and it's just, I'm always trying to find a way to make more people who play the game get a little more enjoyment out of being a design critic or an armchair architect. So that was the point of the latest book, and frankly, all of them, is to kind of awaken the senses.
I love it. I love it. It's, the thing about Golf Architecture for Normal People is you go into everything. You know, you go into the rituals, you go into the clothing, the yips, the swing, a lot of stuff. So it's got lots of information for normal people.
Well, and I tried to keep it brief, though. I don't, you know, architecture is, you can go down some really convoluted alleyways, and I don't think it's that complicated, really, to look at a course and ask a few questions, and that's kind of what the book did, but also to kind of explain to people how the game even evolved and what were those things that made people want to play every day, and they really haven't changed today from, let's say, the, you know, 1700s in Scotland.
Yeah.
There's certain things we just, yeah, we want a course that's, that gets us excited each time we go to play, and it's kind of different each time, and we can kinda, we can remember the holes and the moments, and we enjoy walking it, and if we are walking, and so those things all are kind of universal factors that I think everybody from a fairly new player to a longtime professional enjoys. And so the exciting thing is so many more people do want to know a little bit more about course design today. And I think that's pretty exciting for those of us writing books and trying to get people excited for the last few decades.
Yeah.
It's neat to see.
Yeah. The introduction, what makes one golf course appealing enough to occasionally play differently from another, you'd sacrifice a limb to try just one time. So you mean, like, why is this golf course so wonderful that, you know, I would actually want to give up an arm? No, it can't be the arm, because how am I going to swing? You just have a wonderfully creative way of putting things, and I really appreciate you being here. And I wanted to talk to you about three different topics, and in a way, they're not really that different. It's all about golf. But the first one that, you know, somebody said we're all obsessed with LIV Golf not getting its world ranking points. Well, actually, I'm not all that obsessed with LIV Golf not getting its world ranking points. I am not really surprised that they didn't. Were you surprised?
I guess I was a tad surprised that they didn't find some sort of a solution, given that what Brooks Koepka did and winning the PGA Championship, or Phil Mickelson did and finishing second in the Masters, and recognizing it as a tour that has good players, but with the very limited format and all these things kind of going against it that are very different than the rest of the year. And I thought they would find some way to maybe, you know, the top five finishers get half points or something, just to make them go away. in that sense, I don't feel like this solution does that. In fact, I feel like the current solution just seems like it's set up for another lawsuit and or some sort of action. Because, of course, the strangest part, Danielle, and the whole rejection of the world ranking points is their letter just told them, "What? Well, just so great what you're doing. Keep being you. Keep doing what you're doing." And you're like, "Wait a second! You're telling them they're not a legitimate enterprise, the way they're playing the game, and not worthy of points." And then you, in the same letter, you're telling them, you keep being you. You're great. We love what you're, you know, good for you. You know, upsetting the apple cart and trying something new. So that confused me, and I don't see the situation going away anytime soon.
No, as soon as it came out, Bryson DeChambeau on the world ranking points, you know, why shouldn't there be the top 12? Could be given
that was a little generous.
Why couldn't the top 12?
12's a little strong, yeah.
And then Martin Slumbers comes out and says, "Well, I think that's one of the options that we have. I think that's, you know, not the option that is top of my list at the moment, but it would be one of the options that's available." It's okay. If you have a list, share. You know, if there's a way to get through this thing, please let us know. I just don't see how you can give ranking points to a tour that doesn't play the same structure that the other tours are playing. So it's like apples and oranges. It's two completely different formats. How can you... You know, it's like rock and roll versus a symphonic orchestra. You know, do we rate them in the same music and how good they are. I just don't see this.
Yeah, that's where they came down, although I think they that argument's tougher for them to make, knowing that there are 54 hole events that get points, and there are limited field Tigers event in December, which will be pointed to again and again by the LIV players, understandably so, has only, 20 players, I believe, and or 18, I believe, actually, now that I think about it, the Hero. And so that part of it was not the element the World Ranking Committee seized on as much. I mean, they did, but not to the extent they seized on the team component. And the team element, we now have an example of where a player did not admitted to not trying to make a putt or trying as hard as he normally would because he wanted to make sure he two putted to help his team win. And for now, that is something that is not going on in any other format where world ranking points are available. And that, I believe, was probably more fatal to their cause and application than even the size of their fields and the number of holes they play, and even the accessibility of the tour. You know, that was the other thing, Danielle, they really seized on is the, you know, it's a closed shop, essentially, compared to the PGA Tour. And so they really hung on that in their letter.
Mm, okay. I didn't see the full script. Cam Smith called the world ranking system almost obsolete. Patrick Reed describes it as a broken system. Phil Mickelson has now had his say. And he says LIV was never going to get points at all. Isn't that his tour? I mean, everybody calls it Phil's tour for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, I was just working on a piece for my newsletter about Phil's comments. I don't necessarily disagree with the others. And frankly, the world ranking even implied their ranking is less legitimate without these players in it, which was another odd a bit of a concession, I thought, by Peter Dawson, who's in charge of it. Really odd, actually. But Phil has, of course, taken it to another bonkers level with this. He went into a whole thing about LIV being able to – this is on Twitter. This is in writing, so anybody can see it if they're not blocked. Unfortunately, I'm one of those people that Phil blocked. He blocked a lot of writers. And so I have it sent to me, although Twitter's not working very well. If you pull up Trevor Immelman's tweets, you can see his replies. And the gist was – that LIV's just going to keep adding players, keep getting stronger, and they're going to be able to go to the majors and negotiate more money for their players, whether that's bigger purses or advance money. I mean, it was really delusional stuff because, as you know, I focus on covering the majors, and I look at a lot of the numbers, and I don't go deep. Obviously, I don't have the exact amount of money that Augusta National brings in or the USGA brings in, but you have a pretty good idea on some of these. And it just showed a lack of understanding of what it costs to put on a major, who pays and wants to be a part of a major for reasons that have nothing to do with the players. And then ultimately, it just highlighted kind of a lack of understanding of what people really value in our athletes, and that is that we just don't care what they get paid at majors. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to be a viewer and a supporter of a major because of the purse. These are events that are surrounded by history and great venues and all that stuff. So he's just kind of in another world when it comes to thinking that LIV has this or will have this amazing leverage.
Well, you know, it is what it is. And I guess a lot of it has to do with they promised these guys when they were enticing them to LIV. And I just, you know, I say that because they did have to entice them to a certain degree to leave the PGA Tour. They said, you will get world ranking points. And a lot of the players are like Cam Smith, when are we going to get these world ranking points? So I can understand how that, you know, he wants to come up with all kinds of reasons, even though they're ridiculous, possibly, you know, I don't want to call Mickelson. Ridiculous. Okay. So that's kind of where we're stuck. The Live PGA Tour thing. Okay. Now, you know, this was exciting. When you talk about the majors. It's like the World Series. Give me a break. I'm not asking how much every one of those guys in the team room is getting paid. I know they're getting paid handsomely. Thank you very much. But I want to watch the World Series. This was great. And that, Lexi Thompson. Watching Lexi handle herself so well at the Shriners these past 2 days was really cool. What did you think?
Yeah, I would agree. And I don't have a big issue with sponsor exemptions and publicity stunts. And I know that people got upset at that terminology, but that's what certain sponsor exemptions have always been in the game. And, and it worked. And it just highlights to me and this is just as in watching the game and all that. It's just another reminder that we really, the sport has just blown it. With every sign that people would love to see more mixed events, not necessarily women playing against the men, but women playing with the men in a partnership event, which we're going to get this fall at the Grant Thornton, formerly known as the Shark Shootout. But things like the President's Cup, where so many of us have advocated, how great would it be to have mixed teams in a Ryder Cup style format? It would invigorate that event. It would just be a great fit. And this is all a reminder that the women's game is fantastic, and it needs to be a bigger part of either the Olympics, the President's Cup, just some other opportunities to kind of bring the women in. And so maybe her performance will help ignite a little of that conversation again, because there are plenty of people out there who agree with my view on that.
Oh, absolutely. And even the guys. I mean, in the past, we've kind of gotten some pushback, but the guys on the tour, JT Poston, Tom Kim, Taylor Montgomery, Ben Griffin, Michael Kim, this is a new kind of generation moving in, and they're saying, hey, that was cool. She hits the ball very far, you know? If I play with her, I'd be worried. That was Tom Kim. You know, it was great to see not just her performance, but the embracing of the guys in the tour, in the field. And it was also great to see the kids and how much they wanted to, you know, autographs, and how much time she devoted to giving them that attention. I thought the whole thing was awesome, and good for you, Shriners. And I was frankly surprised that it was only put together 2 weeks ago. I mean, talk about having no time to prepare, which might have been a really good thing, you know, just go.
Yeah. Well, she played the Solheim Cup, and that definitely helped keep her sharp at a time of year when, the clubs are starting to collect some dust.
Right. Oh, Jeff Shackelford, time flies when we're having fun, doesn't it? My goodness, it's already, yep. It's already, so this is Jeff Shackelford. Quadrilateral is his newsletter. Go to his website. It's jeffshackelford.com, and it's all there. A voted internet best top 10. Gary Van Sickle, very curmudgeon kind of guy. He's not easy to please.
No.
So if he likes it, it must be good. That's all I got to say. And check out his book, Golf Architecture for Normal People. It'll help you understand what you need to do if you come upon this situation. Like in the PGA Tour, they set up the course, or the course is, it's much more difficult. You got to stop that ball. It's got to stop. It can't go any. So anyway, you'll learn a lot with Jeff Shackelford. Thank you for being in the clubhouse. So much fun.
All right. Thank you, as always, Danielle. Take care.
Aloha. We're coming back. We've got, Claude Brousseau. Speaking of learning what to do with a golf ball, he's a PGA master after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Hey, you may find a perfect gift at Aloha Power's October Sizzles sale. All sizes of Honda generators come with a free extended warranty that's worth $200. And it's less than the big box stores charge, all those beautiful generators. And you got the perfect, big lawn, but it needs attention. It always needs attention. Maybe you've got a customer with acreage that needs a fire break. I mean, we had a brush fire last night along Lani Kuhana up middle Lani side. So, you know, we got to get when it's this hot, you got to get that brush under control. So they've got riding mowers on sale right now for your job site or your home. It's got to be done. The heat is with us. It's October. I'm not sure when the cool month is going to start. Maybe in December. We've got Husqvarna riding mowers, big ones from 36-inch to 72-inch. They're all on sale, and new shipments arrive daily. And they ship off-island, so we will ship it to you. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco station. They're also in Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. And tell them Danielle sent you.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
That has actually happened, you know. Is somebody in the midst of fury has tossed the whole thing in the pond and he wants to start his car. She wants to start her car. Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy at Wailea Golf Club on Maui, the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's a Golf Channel Academy lead coach, talent contributor with Sports Illustrated, Morning Read, 2 videos a month you get to watch, Golf Digest certified instructor, Flight Scope certified instructor, Aimpoint Level 3 certified instructor, Vision 54 authorized coach. That's all about the mental game, guys. Very important. V1 Sport Coach Ambassador, and ranked number one teacher in the state of Hawaii by Golf Digest list of best teachers twice. All right, now let's bring him in. Welcome into the clubhouse, Claude.
Good morning, Danielle. So for sure, my tip today won't be throwing you bag in the pond. That's cool.
No, absolutely not. And you know, you're answering the question that so many people don't want to ask because they don't want to seem like they don't know, you know. What's the difference between chipping and pitching?
Great question, Daniel. So mainly the difference between those two type of shots is, first, how far the distance the ball will fly, and also the trajectory that you want on the ball. So today we'll focus more on chipping, okay? So chipping, start with the letter C, you are close to the green. Next time we'll cover pitching, start with P, and you will have three P's, but that will be down the road.
Okay.
So chipping, you are close to the green, no more than 15 yards from the edge of the green, let's call it. Okay?
Yeah.
Regardless of where the flag is. So chipping is a small shot around the green, okay? So the ball in chipping will have very little air time and more roll time.
Ah.
Okay?
Yes.
Many of the chip shot around the green will be done with your wedges. However, you can also use other club, but mainly you will use your wedges.
Okay. Interesting. What you talked about, the sand wedge, would that be used?
Yes. The sand wedge will be used if you have, short side yourself, meaning the flag is very, very close to the edge of the green and you need pretty much a ratio of 1-to-1, meaning if the ball does, 2 feet in the air, it will roll about 2 feet.
Oh.
So that will be like a 60-degree wedge or a 58-degree wedge. Then if you have another wedge, let's say a 54, the ratio air time versus roll time as a guideline will be more like a 1-to-3. So the ball will do in the air, as an example, let's say 3 feet, but it will roll 9 feet. So it gives you an idea of how you want the ball to fly and roll.
Yeah.
So,
One of the things that's really important when we're out playing a round of golf, playing is my emphasis, because there are times when you're going to want to test some of these things, right? You're going to see, okay, let's see if I use this club mm-hmm. to accomplish this outcome. Maybe will this work? Will this get me 2 feet in the air and 2 feet roll? You're not always going to be successful, but at least you'll learn what the club can do.
That's correct, Daniel. So yes. Then a fun exercise to do, because I will also use it as an image or a pre-shot routine if you want, but just to learn why it's important to, in chipping, we want the ball to roll on the green as early as possible. So the minimum air time possible, then roll time. So now how can you experience that? So let's say go on the green, practice green at your facility, stand about, let's say, 10 yards from the beginning of the green and pick a hole that is about, let's say, 20 feet on the green from the edge, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Then with your hands, throw the ball with a very high trajectory, like if you were using a 58-degree or a 60-degree wedge, and then throw 5 balls and look at the dispersion of the ball around the hole. Then from the same location again, throw 5 balls with very little air time, just barely enough to make the ball touch the green and roll towards the hole, and then you will see that the dispersion will be a lot tighter around the hole. So that means that chipping will, if you get minimum air time, the fact that the ball will roll on the green help you. Because if you just try air time, you need to be too extremely precise with the distance, and it's too complicated. That's not putting the odds on your favor.
Got it. Yes, because a roll time can get you all the way off the green if you're not careful.
Correct. That will be if you go with what I wrote later on, you know, for us this morning talking about no ice cream around the green. So
yes,
what I mean by that, just to tag on what you just said. So that ball will roll way too much if you try to scoop underneath the ball to lift it.
Oh.
So that's the reason the ball goes too far. It's because the golfer lack knowledge of how to use the bounce on the club, and then they try to flip the club, like scooping underneath the ball. And when they do that, the club head travels up, they blade it, they hit the high of the middle of the ball or the high on the ball with the leading edge of the club. So that's not functional at all. And then they use too much hands and wrists because they try to go underneath. So no ice cream around the green means don't try to flip that club underneath the ball because it doesn't work.
Yeah.
You have... Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just... For somebody who's just listening, you know, the bounce and... Mm-hmm. Explain the difference about the leading, the edge and the bounce. The bounce is the bottom, the round part of the club.
Mm-hmm. Correct. The bounce is it's the design of the club. We call that the bounce. It's the thick, rounded area at the bottom of your wedge. So if you put a wedge on the ground, let's say, the back of the club is lower than the leading edge, the sharp edge at the front of the club. So that's what we call the bounce. So the bounce allows the club to surf on the turf. We're in Hawaii, so I call that surf on the turf, or glide through the grass. The problem with the golfer is they have not the knowledge that they want to play the ball too far back in the stand, so that means too close to the trailing foot or the back foot, and then they push their hand forward. Then what happened when they do that, it exposed the leading edge, and this digs in the ground. So that's why it's difficult to do a good shot if you're using the leading edge instead of the bounce.
Yeah.
So the bounce, there is different degree of bounce, meaning the amount of it. And then for the recreational golfer, for most of them, more bounce is better. Because the bounce has a function to make the club slide into the grass and touch the ball at the correct place on the ball. And then in your mind, I call that trust the loft. The loft will make the ball go up. The golfer doesn't need to help the club to do that. The bounce and the loft are designed to do this. So if you trust the loft and use the bounce, you will chip a lot better.
I love it. It's like our intention is to get the club coming down and for the face of the club to grab the ball and shoot it up. In this case, you don't want that to happen. You want the bottom of the club head, the wedge, to come in contact with the ground. And then it comes in contact with the ball. So it's, and I love what you said here, the golfer must trust the loft. It all starts with a functional setup, and the Beatles will help you. Let it be.
So what I mean by that, I like to use phrases like that so it makes sense to the people and it's easy to remember, because now they get over the ball and then they said, oh, my God, what is my coach told me, what I need to do? So let it be. What I mean by that is if you just let the club rest on the ground, it would rest on the bounce already. The bottom of the club will be pretty much in line with the center of your body, the navel. Then that's where you will put your hands on the club. So it's already there for you to use. So you will place the ball just in front of that club head on the target side. Then with yourself, the error is that the spine or the upper body of the golfer is tilted away from the target. We don't want that. We want to make sure that the spine is slightly tilted towards the target. So to make this easy to remember, I call that nose in front of the ball. Then you're ready to play.
You're so creative. It's wonderful. You have some of the most wonderful ways of explaining things. It kind of goes inside and it kind of take a couple minutes. Reinforce me. Because I once had the perfect chip. It was perfect. And then I, but I didn't know how I did it. It was like I did it out of just, I didn't think about it. I wasn't thinking. And it was like, wow, that was beautiful. That just went up and then it went down on the green and then it rolled and it stopped. Yeah, I wish it had gone in, but it stopped very close to the hole. How did it? So after that, I tried to recreate it. And of course, I was trying to get the leading edge of the club to, you know, and so now I'm going, bam.
Correct.
What am I doing wrong? I wasn't letting the bounce be the thing that's in charge of this whole process.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like how you put it. And then another thing I would like to share with your listener is that I call that my three amigos. So that means when you play golf, let's say, and then you see you miss the green with your shot, either any par 3, 4, or 5, then when you're driving your cart close to the green, you cannot make a decision there which club wedge, let's say, you will use to play. That's not where you make the decision. So I call that bring you three amigos. So always bring you three wedges plus your putter, then walk where your ball is, and then assess the situation, and then you will decide, okay, do I need a little bit more air time, a little bit more roll time, depending on where the flag is. Because you don't want to be at the ball and say, oh, my God, I needed my 50-degree wedge or my pitching wedge, I just brought my 60 or 58 because people like to see the ball go up in the air. It's just non-functional. So it looks beautiful, but hey, remember, Daniel, golf is not a beauty contest. It's a how many shot contest.
How many shot? Yes, exactly. That's why sometimes I just take the putter and I think I can putt this right through.
But it could be a smart decision if you know, you want to, when you play, Daniel, and you insisted on that, and I do too, because it's a game, it has to be played. So on the course, if you don't feel comfortable or you don't have the knowledge of use one club, but take the club that for this shot that you have a higher probability to produce what you want. So it's just that if you always use your putter, it's a limited options to create a better shot. So as an example, I tell people, okay, let's say you get three rooms in your place and you decide to paint them, and then you go to a hard store, and then you bought 5 gallons of blue. You got one option. All the room will be blue. So if you got only one option with one club, it doesn't promote enough creativity for the shot you may need.
Yeah, you know, if you can, you need to watch Claude Brousseau's videos. He's produced 38 with Golf Channel. They're available at no cost on his website. It's Claude4BestGolf.com. Claude4BestGolf.com. Super easy. He's also produced 18 videos with Sports Illustrated. And you go to www.si.com, type in Claude Brousseau, and there's a little magnifying glass on the right corner, and then the videos will appear. And you can always get in touch with him. C. Brousseau, that's CBROUSSEAU. Claude Brousseau is cbrousseau@wailea.com. And his number is 808-856-9458. 808-856-9458. He's at the Wailea Golf Academy. That's at the Wailea Emerald Golf Course. Just go over there and realize your golfing potential by staying on the course of Better Golf with Claude Brousseau. Thank you so much for being in the clubhouse.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. We're coming back. We're talking with Max Novina, Tournament Director, PGA Tour, The Century, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Max Novina, Tournament Director, PGA Tour. It's the Century, January 1st through the 7th, I think it is. Played 4th through the 7th, Kapalua Plantation Course. Give me the dates. I may have made a mess of things. Hi, Max.
Aloha, Danielle. Good morning. January 1st to the 7th is tournament week, and the tournament rounds are Thursday through Sunday, so the 4th to the 7th. You got them perfectly correct.
Oh, good. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. You know, we have so many things going on in our world. The 2023 The Century helps support more than a dozen Maui nonprofit organizations. Tell us how you're preparing for this year's The Century at Kapalua.
Absolutely. Well, we are 82 days out, so certainly a lot going on. And, you know, with everything that's happened on Maui, especially here in Lahaina, we've had to, you know, think a lot about look, feel, presentation, purpose, and we're really excited that, you know, those plans are starting to come together. We've got overwhelmingly positive support from the state, from the county, from community leaders, and, you know, we're looking forward to putting on a great golf tournament while also honoring and celebrating our first responders and ensuring that the community, including, you know, families that have lost everything, have an opportunity to come out and experience The Century.
Right on. That's the beauty of it. So how do we go out and experience, and just walking on the plantation course, it is so uplifting. Just being in nature makes you feel so good. And then being able to watch these great athletes perform a game that's, you know, it looks, they make it look so simple. It's kind of, you know, it's great to watch that. How are people able to get on the course and watch?
Yeah, so several different ways. And we certainly have hospitality opportunities that are geared more towards, you know, companies that are hosting clients or colleagues. But I think the thing that we're most proud of is the incredible value that we can bring to Kamaaina, to families. Our visitor ticket starts at $150. And over the course of the 4 days, as you move up through Sunday, we're north of $200. Having said that, for Kamaaina, our ticket prices are going to be between $45 and $55. And so we really want locals, their families, to come out and experience the event. Keiki 15 and under get in for free, and every adult can bring up to two kids in for free. I sincerely believe, actually, I know this is the best value in professional sports. Beyond that, we are working on programs and experiences where displaced families and first responders will be able to come out to the Century, have an inside the ropes experience, and it's all going to be complimentary.
All right. That's fantastic. That is fantastic. A time to get away and in the middle of all the green, be able to just kind of like let it go, let that the fears and all the stuff that comes with what's happened escape and get out. It cleans your mind. That's the beauty of being in the midst of nature. And in all the green, it's a healing with the sun, and you're under the shade, and it really is good for you. So Max Novina, tournament director, the Century. When you bring kids, you got to feed them, you know? It's just, they always want something. Are there, when you're walking the course, are there places to stop to get things to drink, things to eat?
Absolutely. We've always tried to integrate local food, local businesses, local and cultural experiences into our presentation. And so, you know, this January for kids, for families, we're going to have several Maui restaurants represented, Plantation House being one of them. In the past, Joey's Kitchen has been a part of the event. We always do free shave ice for Keiki, which is, you know, just an amazing opportunity. We also will have a significant presence from the First Tee that Century partners with, and you know, having experiences for kids within those you know, First Tee venues. I love to say, I mean, I'm a parent. I have a 9-year-old son. The First Tee autograph zone, and one of the beautiful things about our event is the intimacy and the proximity that you get to the players and to their families. And every single player literally stops to sign every single autograph with every single kid every single day. And it's unlike anything else in sports, certainly unlike anything else on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, and you kick off the PGA Tour season. This is like a celebration of the new year in a big way, and a celebration of the PGA Tour.
Yeah, new year, new season, new beginning, you know, here again, as we think about, you know, purpose and those that are so in need, how do we provide hope, inspiration, fundraising, awareness, community service, and, you know, ensure that, that we're part of this community as we embark on the decade-long, if not more, rebuild and recovery of Lahaina and West Maui.
Absolutely. I mean, when it first happened, Century came in and sent just a massive amount of money to help kick-starting things, to get people who are displaced, have no place to go, no food, no clothes, no nothing, you know, and the movement was, you know, hundreds of people who make their livelihood working in the game of golf were also impacted. So this opening of work for a lot of people, like getting everyone back to be on the job, is another part that's so healing in the process. But tell us a little bit about what happens with the money that you raise with the admission fees and what have you, when you and how does it, you raise the money, and then where does it go?
Yeah, so our business model, and not just here on Maui, but across every single community that the PGA Tour plays in, is one where the proceeds go back to the local community and stay in the local community. Century has been very, very generous with their time, with their resource, certainly financially. But since our inception at the PGA Tour, we've given away approximately $3.7 billion to the communities that we play in. And, you know, here on Maui, it's north of 8 million. And we expect that trend to only continue and grow.
That's right on. You know, Century made a $250,000 donation for immediate support efforts, and the PGA Tour matched that number. Tour players are stepping up. Colin Morikawa, of course, whose paternal grandparents were born and raised on Maui, donating $1,000 for every birdie he makes during the FedEx Cup playoffs. And he raised $19,000 through two events for Maui United Way and World Central Kitchen. FedEx is also among the corporations and individuals who've pledged to match Morikawa's total donation. Xander Schauffele announced his foundation, the Xander Schauffele Family Foundation, along with the Hawaiian Host Group, will match donation dollars up to a total of $400,000. So it's really a concerted effort on the part of everyone involved, the sponsors, the players, the organizers. The Century is really trying to give back in a bigger way than what is, it's quote unquote taking. And I don't see it taking anything. I see it all giving, and to me, that's the wondrous of it. And wanting to be an inspiration for the people of Maui and Lahaina, as the PGA Tour commissioner put it.
Absolutely. And there's some big numbers out there, and certainly over the last 2 months, between Century, our players, the PGA Tour, the giving has been north of $1 million. Having said that, and as you know, Danielle, I live here on West Maui. Everybody has given something, so whether it be $20 or $100 or showing up at a community center to, distribute essentials like, blankets, pillows, food, water. We're inspired by all of those actions and symbols of aloha and kindness and generosity. So, for us and certainly our players, as the Ryder Cup is now behind us and we're playing the FedEx Cup ball, and Sozo in Japan has an incredible field. And as players, start to think about the start of the year and turning up at the Century, you mentioned Colin, other players like John Rahm, Jordan Spieth, certainly Xander. The entire field has reached out to really understand what the situation is and how they can help. And, here again, how they can help financially, but how they can help with awareness and community service. And so I'm really excited. Tomorrow is actually the first event for Lahaina Junior Golf. It's going to happen here at the Bay Course. Lahaina Junior Golf is one of our designated beneficiaries. They're a C3. And, even with everything that has happened, they decided to put on a four-event season. They waived all of the fees. They're providing complimentary uniforms. We're going to help them replace equipment or apparel that may have been lost in the fires. And, I think that's an example of the community, families, kids coming together around the game of golf. And I say the game of golf, ultimately, there are probably going to be 40 kids that are going to turn up tomorrow that have never picked up a golf club. And so it's not about age or ability. It's really about the game and its values.
So if somebody heard about this through a friend or listening to the show, could they just show up?
You do have to pre-register.
Okay.
And if you were to Google, Lahaina Junior Golf, there's the opportunity to sign up. And as you know, the game is such that you really have to know how many people are going to turn up so that you can resource it appropriately. But now here again, good on Lahaina Junior Golf, good on Troon, Michael Castillo, the head golf professional, and you know, making the Bay course available to the community.
Absolutely. Really, the Castillo family is really wonderful. Totally immersed in the game. So if you'd like Lahaina Junior Golf, go Google that and you'll find a way to get in. And just, you know, just hearing about this, this is something that a child benefits immensely through. I mean, golf has a way of teaching so many different life lessons, and inside, it helps children feel better about themselves, and they're in a group of kids working together on the same things. You don't feel embarrassed about, you know, everybody's having the same sort of difficulties. you know, it's kind of the same for everybody, 3 through 83. Okay, so it's a wonderful equalizer, this is great. And thank you, Max Novina. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse, and I'm really looking forward to. It's going to be a quick trip in and out, but I can't wait to see y'all during the century, and I hope certainly that we'll talk again before that.
Indeed. Aloha, Danielle. Thank you for everything that you do.
Absolutely. Thank you. Max Novina, Tournament Director, PGA Tour, The Century. It's January 1st through the 7th. Tournament is the playing days, 4th through the 7th. And that's just, 82 days away. Pretty soon I'm going to have to do that. You know, it's only 70 days until The Century. We'll be back after this. Mark Rolfing is joining us, golf analyst and golf commentator, Golf Channel and NBC Sports. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
October. It's October. And you know, it's going to be Halloween. And then it's going to be Thanksgiving. And then it's going to be Christmas. And all of these things, you know, there's reason for gift giving. And the October sizzle sale is happening at Aloha Power. All sizes of Honda generators. Free extended warranty worth $200. Now that's, you know, everything included, less than the big box stores. You got the big lawn crying out for attention. Maybe you've got a customer with acreage that needs a fire break. We've got riding mowers on sale for your job site or your home because it's got to be done. And the heat, it's still with us with the wind, although we don't have any of that for the next 4 days. But along with fires, with the humidity so high, it was amazing to hear that there was a brush fire on the long Lanikuhana last night on Oahu, Mililani. So we've got Husqvarna riding mowers, big ones from the 36-inch to the 72-inch. They're all on sale. New shipments arrive daily, and we ship off island. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu, we put power at your fingertips. And tell them Danielle sent you.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at WailaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
All right, KORL, Waianae, Honolulu.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, it's time for the Hawaii State Golf Association to say thank you to the Hawaii State Junior Golf, excuse me, the Hawaii State Golf Association. This is for grown-ups. Hawaii State Golf Association had their 37th Mayor's Cup at the Alawai, September 9th to the 10th. Championship flight, Dane Watanabe. Congratulations. In the senior flight, Brandon Kopp. Women's flight, Ava Capetta. The A flight, Justin Forsythe. And the B flight, Patrick Higa. The senior flight, David Komori. Women's flight, Vivian Ahn. And the senior women's flight, Avis Thomas. Congratulations to everybody. And on the 98th Big Island Amateur event at the Village Course at Waikoloa, that was the 23rd and the 24th in September. Championship flight, Andrew Otani. Congratulations. Senior flight, Ken Zecchini. Congratulations. Big Island resident champion, Noah Otani. A flight, Daniel Hughes. Senior flight, Agnes Yamauchi. And the super senior flight, Wayne Yamauchi. And then we had the 6th Maui Amateur at the King Kamehameha Golf Club. And that was just the October 6th through the 8th. That was just like days ago. The championship flight, Andrew Otani. It was a 54-hole total of 208, 8 under par. Wow, way to go. And the senior championship flight, Royden Hirakuji had, he probably doesn't want me to tell, I'm going to say it because it's a terrific score, 223, 7 over par. Senior flight, Kevin Eliason, and the net flight, Myra Jang. Congratulations to everybody, and a special thank you to the players of this year's Maui Amateur that donated $500 to the Aloha for Maui Fund. Congratulations to everyone who participated. And I know you all had a great time. And if you're going out and playing a round of golf today, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. You know, joining the Hawaii State Golf Association is a really good idea because they put together rules of golf workshops on every island to help golfers find out what the changes as of 2023 are, basic on-course workshop designed for junior golfers and golf coaches as well. The first workshop will be on Kauai on November 2nd, 2023, with dates to be determined on Maui, Oahu, and the Big Island. And of course, we'll keep you up to date. HSGA Women's Division Fall Fest event. The signups are still open. It's the 2023 Fall Fest tournament, HSGA Women's Division. This year's tournament will be at the Mililani Golf Club on Monday, November 13th. It's an 8 a.m. shotgun start. We're going to be back with Mark Rolfing after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
when Sears opened here more than 60 years ago. Who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusso, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at WailaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that? Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator, Golf Channel and NBC Sports, a member of Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame, 2012 PGA Distinguished Service Award recipient, with his wife, Debbie, and contributor to the Dad's Advice Project. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mark.
Well, thank you. Hello from the Golf Channel studios in Connecticut, and just got off the air here, and I miss watching Lexi Thompson. I'll tell you, I got used to it for a couple days there.
Exactly what I wanted to ask you about. You know, Lexi was pretty amazing. Yeah, the first round, what did she say when everything started? She says, I'm going to have to bring my A game. And someone said it showed up on the second day.
Yeah, I will tell you, I gave her high marks even on the first day. I thought she played very well considering all the pressure on her. But I will tell you this. I thought yesterday's round by Lexi Thompson was the best round I had ever seen for a woman playing in a field with the men. Now, of course, the most famous one probably was Annika Sorenstam back at Colonial. I thought Lexi played better than Annika did in either one of her rounds at Colonial. And the one that we all can relate to in Hawaii was Michelle Wee out at Wailea on that Friday in 2004 when she was trying to make the cut. She shot 68 on that Friday. Now, that sounds like a pretty good score, but if you really dissect it that day, didn't drive the ball very well. She had 23 putts only and made a couple of 50-footers. Lexi yesterday drove the ball great. She hit her iron shots close. It was a textbook round. It was too bad she didn't make the cut, but all in all, just a tremendous performance.
Truly. I mean, I was looking, 314-yard drive on the par 5 13th and then hit a birdie?
Yeah, I'm wondering where this has been on the LPGA this year. This has been one of her worst years on the LPGA. She has been a little bit better in the last few weeks, played well at the Solheim Cup, but I'm hoping she can use this as a springboard now because it's still amazing to me, Danielle, that she's only won one major championship in her career. And given the way she drives it, I think sometimes she tends to play a little too conservatively, and I hope what this experience showed her is she ought to just stand up with a driver and blast away on every hole.
Why not? You know, she averaged 301.2 yards off the tee in the last 2 days, and it didn't look like she was overstressing herself. She looked like the regular Lexi Thompson swing.
Yeah, I had several reports from Las Vegas, and everybody was saying she by far had the biggest crowd of any group out there, even the leaders. There were a lot of kids watching. It's interesting. I didn't feel like she had the weight or sort of the burden of the entire LPGA on her shoulders as much as maybe Annika did or even Michelle back in the day. Uh-huh. This was more of an inspirational kind of thing, and it was more individual. for Lexi, and I hope that she can take this and use this and kind of realize just what kind of an impact she can have for the rest of her career on the game.
Yeah, and you know, I think we need to like direct our attention a little bit to the guys playing on the tour who are playing, you know, this event, the Shriners in Las Vegas, because in the past, a lot of the players would be grumpy. It's a nice way to say it. They would be grumpy having a woman in their event. You know, they'd make sort of some comments. But by far, I didn't hear any grumpy comments. I heard a lot of positive comments. JT Poston said, I think it's great. I think she's obviously a great player. I wouldn't be surprised if she came out playing well here. Tom Kim said, you know, she hits the ball very far. If I play with her, I could be worried. For someone as great as her, just to be able to see the way she plays, goes around the golf course would be pretty cool. Taylor Montgomery, I think it's cool. Ben Griffin, she can definitely handle the course. Michael Kim, not sure it's showing on TV, but Lexi has the biggest crowd this week, just as you said, Mark. I mean, that's the kind of positivity that, you know, embraces a person. You feel lifted up.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, I don't have much time for anybody that's grumpy about it. It is so good for the game. A sponsor's exemption is just that. It is an exemption for the sponsor, and there's only two unrestricted exemptions every week. It's not like she's taking up a spot for somebody that's trying to keep their PGA Tour playing privileges or something. There's really nothing negative about it. Now, having said that, are we going to see more of women playing, let's say, in men's events? I don't know. I kind of doubt it. There's so much uncertainty with the whole Saudi Arabia public investment fund deal, and who knows what the fall part of the series is even going to look like next year. It might be more of a team competition. There's just a lot of things that can occur, so I don't want to speculate about the future, but let's just really relish in the performance that Lexi gave us Thursday and Friday this week.
Yeah, it was great to see, and the kids were like enamored with her. What was the T-shirt that she was having them sign, or was she signing?
That was a sponsor T-shirt. One of her equipment companies, clothing companies, printed up a bunch of T-shirts that basically said, I am here. And it was significant of the moment of her being there. And of course, all the kids that had T-shirts being there with her. So, it meant a lot, I know, to her. As much as she said that her performance and her results were not going to be important, I don't think that's the case. I think she knew that they were going to be important. Golf, after all, as you well know, is the ultimate meritocracy. You're going to be judged on a number behind your name at the end of the round, and that's the score you shot. And she really redeemed herself extremely well. That was incredible scoring for her, and especially to go out there and shoot 200 par yesterday was phenomenal performance.
Yeah. I don't want to. I love what. Let's see. What was his name? I'm sorry. I just lost my place. Somebody was so great. It was Cameron Champ. 12 under through two rounds, you know, he's like doing fine. He said it just inspires those other young girls that are watching her just to help grow the game in women's golf. And that really, it showed the power of women's golf, and you know, to be able to put more of a spotlight on it. I think we've mentioned this together before, but, you know, having a women's event shortly after the Ryder Cup, you know, it's or Solheim Cup, Ryder Cup, having that week after week is a great idea, and it just shows that they're just as good, maybe not sometimes better than the guys.
Yeah, well, one of the reasons why I think this was so timely is I have to tell you, I was a little bit disappointed in the coverage of the Solheim Cup. Mm-hmm. It was the week before the Ryder Cup. I was over in Rome for a couple of weeks, as you well know. And I felt like the synergy between those two events just wasn't there. I really felt like the Ryder Cup needed to prop up the Solheim Cup a little bit more than it did. And so I was kind of disappointed, all in all, with the Solheim Cup. And so this couldn't have happened at a better time. One of the things that I think people can really take away from this, Danielle, is everybody that's a recreational golfer, and I'm in that category now, and so are you, you have a weakness in your game. You have a deficiency. And there's no doubt that Lexi Thompson has had one her entire career, and she probably will for the rest of her career, and that is chipping around the green. And we saw, I thought, a really good performance by her to play away from that deficiency. She didn't hit a lot of chip shots. She putted it very, very much when she was off the green. But for having a weakness of chipping and really not being that great of a putter either, the performance was incredible. So it just goes to show me that the average player can look at that and say, you know what? I can make myself better, even though I may have a part of my game that's not fabulous.
Yeah, absolutely. And I did get worried. I'm just going to go there. I did get worried because when she was under pressure, when she was really close to actually making the cut, she lost ground with her putter. And it's like a part of her, it's a history. You know, it's like in the clutch moments, something goes. And, I don't know how do you fix that, Mark?
Well, it's hard to fix, that's for sure. But you're right. There's been a pattern. She's had a lot of strange things happen on the golf course, whether they're bad shots at the wrong time, blowing tournaments, you know, losing a tournament by having a four-stroke penalty, just all sorts of strange things. And my hope is that an experience like this, maybe all of a sudden the light switch will flip on for her.
Yeah.
I thought she really showed tremendous joy in playing out there. I know she was nervous, but she looked like she was enjoying it. She looked like she was having fun. And who knows, this could be a turning point literally in her career.
Yeah, absolutely. Completely agree with you. And it's really exciting. I was just on the phone with Max Novina, the century coming up, right? I mean, it's 82 days away. Do you believe that it's 82 days away?
No, I can't believe it is. And I'll tell you, being here at the Golf Channel, everybody is so excited. It is such the right thing to be having that tournament. You know, there was a lot of questions as to whether or not that tournament should be played out of respect, for the tragedy that has occurred and that maybe it needed more time to heal than to have a big tournament like that. But this century tournament is going to provide a platform like we've never seen. It'll be one of the highest rated, if not the highest rated century ever, I think. In talking with the players, there are so many players that are so into doing whatever they can to try and help the situation. Colin Morikawa, of course, we know his family history on Maui. Xander Schauffele has been phenomenal. He's already donated hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I'll tell you an interesting story about how people kind of fall in love with Hawaii and particularly communities like Lahaina. Mark Tusbabic, who is the lead PGA Tour official at Kapalua for the century, has been coming to Maui for probably 20 years now. Comes with his wife every year, and he's the rules guy, and he works really hard. But he also has become very involved and has a lot of friends on Maui. And 2 weeks ago, while I was in Rome, Mark Tusbabic and his wife flew from Southern California to Maui and volunteered for 5 days in a distribution center at Kahana Gateway, giving away food, clothing, all sorts of supplies to people that needed it. Just volunteered, paid his whole way, everything else. That's how much the Lahaina community meant to him. And it's the same way with so many people. And I think that's why it's so important that this tournament is going to happen. And I think it's going to be just tremendous in creating awareness.
It's wonderful. I love the fact that, it's free and complimentary shave ice for the kids on the course, and First Tee is getting involved. And I was wondering about volunteers. Are volunteers coming from around the world? That usually is what happens, isn't it?
Yes. The answer is yes. You know, obviously it's a busy time of the year, and especially with tourism starting to take hold again slowly on West Maui. But so many of the same people are coming. It's like they don't want to miss it now. It's like this will really show us that there is life after a tragedy like we saw in Lahaina, and just something like this is going to do so much to bond our community and really put a spotlight on what needs to be done. The situation with the schools there is really dire in a lot of ways, Danielle. Mm-hmm. We've got to build a couple of schools quickly. And having a 12-year-old like Debbie and I do, it just shows me how important it is. You know, BJ's going to school now only 2 days a week at the church. He goes on Wednesday and Saturday. That's not going to be the way that he needs to go in terms of an education at the age of 12 or 13. So we got to build a couple of schools and build them really quickly.
Wow. That's, you know exactly how it feels to be a parent when their school situation is hinky, you know, and it's so frustrating because at that age, you want your child to get the best education possible at that time when things are just opening up. So I thank you so much for your time with us today. And I thank you, Mark Rolfing, for all you do for the game of golf. And thank you for being on the show.
Well, I can say the same thing about you for all you do and keep up the good work. Thanks again, Danielle.
Thank you, Mark. Aloha. We're going to say thank you to the people who make this show possible because, of course, without them, I couldn't do the show. I can't afford to pay for it. They help me pay for it. Aloha Power Equipment's new megastore, next door to the Costco gas station on Alakava in Iwile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. And you know, it's still hurricane season. Plus, it's October Sizzles sale. That's right. Aloha Power is having their October Sizzles sale. It's still sizzling out there. It's going to be like 89, probably feel like 92 with the humidity and a very light wind. All sizes of Honda generators come with a free extended warranty. That's worth $200. So if you got a big lawn crying out for attention, get over to Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and they're in Waipahu, and tell them Danielle sent you. MD Restoration for flood, inside or the out, flood, fire disasters, you need help immediately. And MD is on it anytime, day, night. If disaster strikes your home, your office, call them, 528-3434. We're very proud to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. And you heard from one of our great PGAs, Claude Brousseau, talking to us about chipping and pitching. We'll get to pitching next. But didn't that, you know, it kind of opened up. Yeah, yeah, that's right. I felt that shot. And now I know what I did wrong. So that's what it's all about, getting involved. The Aloha Section PGAs love the game. It takes a long time to learn what they know. And they want to share their knowledge with you, become a PGA, and they want to share that knowledge with you. Thank you, Claude, PGA Master, Director of Player Development at Wailea Golf Academy, the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. And if you don't have any idea what to give someone who seems to just about have anything, give them a Poipu Bay gift certificate. It's home of the Grand Slam of Golf for years. Hawaii watched Tiger Woods play Poipu Bay, Kauai's South Shore gem, year after year. Wonderful place. And I've got to tell you, one 11-year-old asked Tiger Woods, did you ever have two holes in one in the same round? Well, you are the greatest of all time. It's not that far-fetched. He was so sweet. And Tiger's looking at him like, two holes in one round. Do you know what the likelihood of me having to... So anyway, out of the mouths of babes, you know, or kids say the darndest things and all that wonderful stuff. The game is for everybody from, I'm telling you, four, whenever they can pick up a club and swing it. They like to putt when they're little. It's just amazing. I want to thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. You can always listen to us at RadioGolfClub.com via the podcast option or live stream. It's all there. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.